The Plucky Haggis, 10th of October 2010. Autumnal Indian Delight. In the UK, we are now being entertained by Autumn Watch, a six-week series broadcast by the BBC, following the arrival of autumn and its effect on nature. And I couldn't resist mentioning this entertaining seasonal show or addressing an observation. For me, the show is as delightful as the Indian summer sunshine we're now enjoying. Being a fan of these shows, Spring, Autumn, Snow Watch, I am intrigued by the reaction each show evokes on associated discussion boards hosted by Nature UK. I too contribute to a few and appreciate the interaction between similarly minded people. But a few reveal an unacceptable arrogance, perhaps ignorance, in their comments or opinion, which at times includes bruising and personal attack. Such behaviour is best left to wildlife and shouldn't be as prevalent in a supposedly more intelligent species, mankind. I can just hear my grandmother saying, "They need their heads knocking together or a good war to bring them to their senses." In a way, she had a point. When we're attacked en masse, we pool together, respect and care more for one another. During winter months, different bird species stick together to feed, roost or roam, flocking together for protection from predators, among other reasons. Even during the year, most creatures tolerate neighbours, so long as their lives aren't under threat. Where we do meet bullying human behaviour, there are two important things we must be wary of: not responding in like manner, and if we must respond, counter it from a position of courtesy. They're entitled to have a different view, questionably expressed in the manner they choose. Therefore, it is important to answer them without a direct personal counterattack. Proffer our view succinctly, in control, and let it be. It may be difficult to stop there, especially if we are encouraged to reply, but this is precisely what we must not do in many instances. Not only is it better for us to walk away and join better discussions, but our first polite reply will not be lost or deflected by ongoing argument, which seldom gains any ground in remote situations. Often, the first corrective action or response goes on working long after we've moved on, especially if the recipient has an active conscience. Most have. Some folks have been so by people they have little time for social interaction, and as a result devote more time to nature. Despite the comfort offered by wildlife in relation to this, it leaves a few vulnerable, with detrimental reductions in social skill and sensitivity. Besides, written comments are easily misinterpreted or misunderstood, especially being as we're surrounded by an eclectic global population. But if we truly care about nature and people, cut both more slack, then tolerance, understanding, balance and compassion will significantly increase. Whatever the differences between the kingdom of mankind and the kingdoms of nature, none has greater emotional capacity than humanity. Probably why we fall out so easily, often with those closest, or regarding issues that challenge our own personalised and trusted opinion. Wildlife, of course, takes no prisoners from time to time. Feisty robins, evasive eels, darting dragonflies, beastly beetles, hunting harvestmen, scrapping spiders, fighting foxes, swashbuckling sticklebacks, or aggressive swans. However, their behaviour is more often than not instinctive, territorial, protective and defensive, while ours is often driven by hurt, jealousy, envy, malice and pride, and always we are last to recognise it. Let's continue to mature, appreciate what nature and people can teach us, and evolve into heartier statures of ourselves. We've all a way to go, irrespective of age. I'd like to know what your favourite post was during this first half year. What would you like more or less of? What works or doesn't? Mine is still meeting Prince William and Black Grouse from April, as they're my rarest personal encounters. It's been fun, despite the pressure at times, and opened up other possibilities and projects. Thank you for visiting, following, listening, commenting on, and sticking with The Plucky Haggis.